Hey guys, it's official Gaurang, and I hope all of you are doing great. Let's start this year's first episode by talking about the word everybody is speaking, that is NFTs. For the ones who are still on the dark side of NFTs, worry not, we will provide you with all the understandings of NFTs so that you can go ahead and buy some of your own. Now, NFTs are non-fungible tokens, in a sense, are a digital form of assets that are unique in nature. Again, in a sense, anything can be converted into an NFT, from a JPEG to an MP3, or from a physical item to a digital product. Now, let's consider collectible cards like Pokemon cards, the NBA cards, etc. They were cards that had perceived value as per their rarity, attributes, strengths, or attack points mentioned on the card. It wasn't something that was defined by the companies, but by society at large. In terms of trading collectible cards, you either swapped it with another card with the same or equal value, or you sold it for mostly cash. Now, let's apply the same logic here for NFTs. The basic logic of value creation and settling is done by society or by a perception at large, but the twist comes in the transaction purpose. NFT transactions must be verified through blockchain to guarantee the encryption is valid. An NFT is a unit of data stored on a digital ledger called a blockchain, which can be sold and traded. I will be creating a separate episode focusing on the blockchain technology so that I can explain it on a deeper level. Now, for an overview, there are various blockchains where multiple NFT marketplaces exist. An NFT marketplace is basically a platform where you can buy and sell and list your own NFTs. The most recognizable marketplace currently is OpenSea, which is based on the Ethereum blockchain. Apart from that, there is also Solanart, based on the Solana blockchain, and CNFT.io, based on the Cardano blockchain. Of course, every blockchain has multiple marketplaces, but with their own pros and cons. Also, each of them have its own unique ecosystem and a loyal, engaging community. Let's talk about the difference between an individual NFT and an NFT project. On one hand, a single artist can easily upload and list their original art in any of the marketplaces and sell their NFTs with associated benefits and at their own set price. But for an artist to be successful at this and keep on maintaining the chatter from the community to keep on selling his or her new listings weekly, daily, monthly, whatever tickles their fancy, a lot of effort needs to be put. Also, the artist needs to be very recognizable or have a very unique sense of art, which in a crowded environment, even though it's small, it's still a crowded environment. If none of these requirements are fulfilled, it might be difficult for people to pop up. On the other hand, an NFT project is created with a combination of multiple team members who act as founders and a plethora of people working under them, which mainly consists of designers, community managers, Discord moderators, etc., which all have different tasks, but with a single goal of launching a large-scale NFT project. An NFT project can provide n number of NFTs, which will be predefined by them in the beginning to the community, and it can reach anywhere between 3,333 through 10,000 unique art pieces. To build upon that, let's understand what a PFP NFT means. PFP simply means profile picture, just like it's called. The 99% use case of a PFP NFT would be to use it as a social media profile picture. The most prominent PFP projects include CryptoPunks and Bored Ape Yacht Club. Most of you must be thinking about why to buy an NFT by spending thousands of dollars just for a profile picture. Well, buying and owning an NFT provides you access to a certain group of people, which in turn adds value. Plus, for people thinking, what if I just download and use an NFT for my profile picture? In the NFT space, people will call you out and you will be shunned from the whole space. And this is something you really want to avoid. Recently, because there have been instances where people do the same exact thing, Twitter has now partnership with OpenSea and provided an option for people to have an NFT ownership verified profile picture. How to check for verification, you ask? Well, whoever owns the NFT uploads and gets it verified. And then basically they have an hexagonal shaped profile picture instead of the circle one which we have seen growing up. So guys, that was it for today. Hope this episode helps you out and you finally dip your toes in the NFT space. If you do, let me know at AskGaurangYT. That's my Twitter handle. I'd love for you people to connect with me there. So do subscribe for more weekly content on NFTs and see you in the next episode. Thank you.